Well, training camp is in full flight, and we've got you covered here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, and the Eagles leave the NovaCare Complex on Monday and head over to Lincoln Financial Field, the first of three public practices. Nearly 15,000 fans on hand on a really nice day in South Philadelphia. Chris, and a significant practice for a couple of reasons.
Certainly was a great atmosphere for football. It was the first padded practice of this year's training camp, so the offensive line and defensive linemen were finally able to get into it in one-on-one situations. Plus, you get that game day atmosphere with all those fans there. The 11-on-11 drills were very crisp. The 7-on-7s were clean as well. Overall, just a nicely conducted practice once again by Chip Kelly and his coaches.
24 sessions, 1 hour, 53 minutes. I know that because, of course, I was the MC on the field. Anyway, we've got some news of the day for you to catch up on, so let's go to Bo Wolf for the very latest.
Thanks, guys. And the first open practice here at Lincoln Financial Field in the books, the first day this Eagles team put on pads in 2014. And before practice, head coach Chip Kelly talked about many things, including the quarterback competition for the number two job between two guys who have impressed so far, Matt Barkley and Mark Sanchez. Later on, we talked to some players reacting to another skirmish, the second in 2 days, this one between Jeremy Maclin and cornerback Bradley Fletcher. And then finally, it was military day here as well, so we caught up with the Eagles' resident U.S. Army Ranger, defensive lineman Alejandro Villanueva.
And in terms of just getting reps, it's we're going to day three and in preseason camp, and we're just trying to roll guys through. And again, not really concerned with who's getting what right now, just get them out there and rip it. They're all getting a chance to get on film, get a chance to get on tape, and get a chance to get experiences. So, as I've said before, you need to have a couple quarterbacks in this league because very rarely does your number one make it through the entire season. So
you got two guys that didn't want to back down at a particular time, and you know, those things happen. But at the end of the day, we're going to be friends. We understand we got to be our brother's keeper and do a little bit better. It's not going to go into the locker room. It's not going to continue into next practice. We understand that. We are here trying to chase the ultimate goal, and that's win the Super Bowl.
I think Chip Kelly and the whole Eagles organization and all the appreciation they have for the military is great. It's not necessary, but it's something that they do on their own, and that's very admirable. I mean, I feel pretty proud of being an organization that appreciates the military like this.
The Eagles on Monday recognizing the military and inviting 60 members of the military, men and women, who have served our country. They were on the field for the beginning of practice, a very nice welcome from the fans, from the players, from the coaches, and everyone on their feet to recognize America's heroes. It was also an opportunity on Monday for the fans to check out Lincoln Financial Field. All of the renovations not quite complete, but it is looking good at Lincoln Financial Field, and the fans certainly noticed.
You know, the atmosphere is awesome. The people are great. Everybody's having a great time here. The team looks like they're ready out there, very energetic and stuff, as it always is. The employees here, the Eagles organization, some of them, they're all hyped up because, it's Chipamania around here, and everybody's got that, everybody's all jacked up and everything. And it echoes up from the fans through the organization stuff, and you can't help but not having a great time down here.
Everyone's excited. Just look around you. This is a great place to be. Great afternoon. Everyone's really excited about this new season.
I mean, this is a whole new regime. This is a new young team. It's a lot of new things. A lot of new things. It's a new hype. It's a new hype.
I am super excited! Extremely excited. I can't wait. Like, I know it's a tough season. We have a tough schedule. We have a lot of hard quarterbacks, but our defense is going to get taken care of.
I mean, we got great fans here. And it's a football town.
The place is unbelievable. I mean, I've been looking around for the past, half hour. I mean, the seating, the new addition to the seating and the screens are just unbelievable. I mean, anybody that hasn't been here before is, it's not really going to see any difference, I guess. But if you've seen it before and you've been here over season ticket holder, you're going to see the additions. The place is unbelievable. I mean, they did a phenomenal job. The screens look great. The seating looks really cool. And I tell you what, as loud as it's been here in the past, it's going to get that much louder, man, because of the sound being able to just stay encompassed in a smaller area.
One of the fun parts about covering training camp is the number of national analysts who come through to the NovaCare Complex and Lincoln Financial Field to give their take on what they're seeing here. And Dave, you had a chance to catch up with former NFL offensive lineman, now covers the NFL for Sirius XM Radio and also the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Of course, Ross Tucker himself. And he had a few things to say about the Eagles quarterback.
Yeah, he really is big on Nick Foles. And in his third year here, he thinks Nick Foles, on top of the great 2013, is ready for another step in his development. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, I have a chance to sit down with Ross Tucker. You're going to like what he has to say.
summer, Bud Light is taking over a real town for people that are up for anything. They're calling it Whatever USA, and there are so many amazing things going on, I can't even tell you about them yet. I will reveal nothing except for how you get here.
Hey, which way to the salad bar?
Okay, spoiler alert, we have a salad bar.
Bud Light is creating a town this summer, and you could go. Find out more at upforwhatever.com.
Welcome you into the studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, joined by Ross Tucker, Ross Tucker's football podcast, rosstucker.com. And, of course, he is on Sirius XM NFL Radio in town today to check out the Philadelphia Eagles. We spoke to you a couple of days ago.
Right.
A couple topics we did not get to. Nick Foles, star, middle of the road, rising, product of the system. You tell me.
I think rising to star level if he's not there already. I mean, if you think about it, if Peyton Manning didn't have a ridiculous season last year, Nick Foles would have been the running for MVP, much like Michael Vick was back in the 2010 season, even though he didn't start the season opener. 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, ridiculous. He probably will not do that again, but that doesn't mean he can't get better. To me, Dave, you're not offensive lineman, right? So the number one thing I want to see Nick do is do a better job getting the ball out of his hands faster. You know, he took too many sacks last year, and with that offensive line and with that running game, he shouldn't be taking that many sacks. And we've talked about it before, but the chances of getting a first down and extending that drive when you take a sack go down tremendously. So that's one of the things the Eagles are really working on, Nick getting the ball out of his hands faster. I think part of that will be these bigger receivers, because you can get the ball to them even when they are covered because they have this big catching radius. You're not looking to maybe go downfield as much.
Do you feel the offense, despite the reconfiguration, as we call it, at wide receiver, Lane Johnson's 4-game suspension, any doubts that they will still score a lot of points?
Not really. I love Sproles in that matchup. I think Macklin, and people forget, Macklin's always been overshadowed. Macklin's also always been pretty good when he's gotten the opportunity. I'm not that worried about the receiver position. They've got 2 dynamic tight ends. The offensive line is a little bit concerning to me, Dave, mainly from a depth perspective. You know, we know Lane's out the first 4 games. I think Alan Barber will be fine, but what if he gets hurt, or what if somebody else gets hurt at that point? That's what I'm watching. When you look at the guys behind them, they haven't played a lot of ball. So the chances that all 5 guys stay healthy for all 16 games again, pretty small. The depth of that offensive line will be tested, and that's where the offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland, does he have the next? Is it Julian Vandeveld inside? Is he ready to go if, and unfortunately, probably more likely when one of those guys gets hurt?
Let's talk about the defense, because we haven't done it. And when you talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody wants to focus on the offense. But to win championships, you must play good defense. So where does this defense stand? Improved last year, a lot of offseason additions. What do you think?
Well, they're better. I think certainly Malcolm Jenkins makes them better. But I still don't think, Dave, that they're good enough. I remember last year saying to you, they don't have a guy on the team that has a prayer going to the Pro Bowl defensively. I don't feel that way anymore. You know, they've had some guys, Fletcher Cox and Cedric Thornton, some guys have stepped up. They have some potential Pro Bowlers. But I still think that they are a dominant defensive player or two away from really being where they need to be. Maybe Cox or Thornton gets to that level. Maybe Michael Kendricks gets to that level. I don't know who it'll end up being. Maybe it's Marcus Smith, this year's first-round pick, but They need to have a dominant defensive player to get where they want to be. They've added three special teamers. Special teams are going to be better. The offense will be just as good. Let's see how much of a leap the defense can take without having a guy that, to me, at this point, is really a game changer.
So 10-6 a year ago, go from last in the NFC East in 2012 to first in the NFC East in 2013. What is the next step in the Chip Kelly plan here?
I think they're the heavy favorite in the NFC East. I don't think there's any question. I think the NFC East is pretty bad. You know, the Cowboys' defense is going to be historically bad. I'm not a believer in the Redskins. I know the Giants made a ton of additions. Still not sold on the offensive line. Still not sold on Eli. They let go of Linval Joseph and Justin Tuck, so the D-line's worse. Eagles, 2- or 3-game favorite maybe in the NFC. So I think every other team might be 8-8 or worse. Eagles, 10-6, 11-5. The problem, Dave, is then when they get to the playoffs, because I don't think that they are as good yet as a New Orleans or a Green Bay, or certainly a San Francisco or a Seattle. So I think, to me right now, it looks very similar to last year. We'll see if they can get over the hump and win a playoff game. But right now, those four teams are better than the Eagles, in my mind, at least on paper.
What I like is that during the regular season, the Eagles go to Indianapolis. They play San Francisco right on the road. Seattle comes to town. Green Bay's out there. Got a chance to prove just how good this football team is in the regular season.
Right, and once you get to the playoffs, you're right, they'll get a chance to prove it during the regular season. But once you get to the playoffs, we all know anything can happen. I mean, how many years, the 2 years the Giants won the Super Bowl, did anybody say right before then, I got the Giants winning the Super Bowl this year? No, nobody did. So they'll have their chance when they get to that point. But, man, they're going to have somebody step up defensively. Those Giants teams, they had some dominant defensive line performances. They're going to need Fletcher Cox and Cedric Thornton to get back to what we talked about, maybe Benny Logan. They're going to have those guys be those type of players.
It's all on the defense, says Ross Tucker from SiriusXM NFL Radio, RossTucker.com, and the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Ross Tucker, we thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Whatever USA.
People of America, Whatever USA is a real town that Bud Light is taking over for the summer. And just like you're watching on your real TV with your real eyeballs, you can go for real. Find out how.
Everything Bob has said all along has been proven.
In a rigorous test by America's leading consumer magazine, my Bobo-Pedic Queen mattress beats Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic.
And there's a whole big lineup of Bobo-Pedics.
At only $9.99, my Bobo-Pedic Gel Queen Set with gel-infused memory foam is $1,000 less than Serta's iComfort Prodigy.
Now more than ever, why would anyone pay the extra $1,000?
Isn't it time to make my Bobo-Pedic your Bobo-Pedic?
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future. But you will.
This summer, Bud Light is creating a real town for people that are up for anything. There is still time to record a video submission at upforwhatever.com.
Okay. Great practice, guys. Jerry, watch your hands next time.
Bud Light is creating a town this summer, and you could go. Find out more at upforwhatever.com.
Well, now it's time in our show to answer some of the questions that you have for us. So you ready, C-Mac?
Let's make it happen.
All right, let's go. And by the way, if you want to send us a question, please do so. Hit us up at Eagles Shows or use the hashtag Eagles Camp. See how far I've come in the world of social media?
Yes.
All right, first up, from at Ryan DeGreat, 42, is Zach Ertz, Eagles tight end, second year, looking toward another successful season, Chris?
Certainly. He's an ascending player in this Eagles offense, so great strides in the second half of his rookie campaign, and he's only carried the momentum into this year's OTAs and training camp. He's so versatile. He can be an inline blocker. He can stress the field vertically to be able to help out the quarterback. So certainly, I think he's going to be a valued weapon in this Eagles offense.
And I say he leads the team in touchdown receptions this year. And how about the Eagles? Who will the starting cornerbacks be come week one?
Everyone wants to know if Nolan Carroll II is going to win the starting job. To this point, I still see Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams as your week one starters. They've played very well throughout the early part of training camp. Nolan Carroll is certainly pushing him, providing great depth there. But to this point, I don't know if he's done enough to supplant either of the starters.
All right, so we know it won't be Nolan Carroll the first who's the starter.
Correct, yes.
Nolan Carroll the second has an opportunity, but I agree with you. It will be Fletcher and Kerry Williams. All right, finally, from at Sports Our Philly, how is rookie wide receiver Jordan Matthews? Let me give you my little wrap on Jordan Matthews because I got a little insight today.
All right.
And I got this from Mike Quick, who was listening to Chip Kelly with Ross Tucker on Sirius. He thinks he has a complete understanding of what he's going to do. Slot receiver, match up against a linebacker, drag him across the field. Match up against a cornerback or a safety in the slot, and almost exclusively in the slot, you'll see Matthews use that big body to overpower the smaller defensive back. So, yeah, he looks good. He's caught everything, very mature. I think the moment is not too big for Jordan Matthews.
No, it's not, but he still has to beat up Brad Smith. Brad Smith still running with the first-team offense to this point. Another versatile weapon. Had a full offseason here in Philadelphia to hone in on this Eagles offense. But still, the sky is very bright for Jordan Matthews.
Yes, indeed it is. And let's talk about another new Eagle here. The Eagles are relying on safety Malcolm Jenkins to be a big part of the secondary. And Chris, I think everybody's been impressed with Malcolm Jenkins to date. He's got all the polish. He's got the communication. He's got the work ethic, he's got the athletic ability, and you've had a chance to sit down with him and kind of chit-chat.
Everyone knows that he's a film junkie, and one of the things I want to ask him is, he just played in New Orleans last season for Rob Ryan, who obviously son of Buddy Ryan, and you know the exact defense that he brings, and we know what Bill Davis and what the Eagles are trying to do on defense this season. So I asked Malcolm to compare and contrast the two coordinators, and here's what he had to say.
I think philosophically they're a little different. Bill's a lot more of a zone emphasis, but this year I think he's trying to add some more man concepts to take some of the air out of the coverage. Where Rob Ryan was, he comes from the Buddy Ryan system as his dad. It's really aggressive, blitzes a lot of man-to-man, a lot of zero pressures, and still adds a little bit of zone here or there, but mostly cover two with man-to-man. And that's what the Saints secondary was built for. A lot of man-to-man guys that can, you know, cover in the slot and everything. Here it's more versatile. Guys are a lot more zone matchups. But like I said, Bill's adding some more stuff where we can match up and take some of the air out of the coverage.
A short time ago, Dave and I discussed the cornerback situation. Now we're going to put one of those cornerbacks in focus. Here is Melissa Kelly with today's player in focus on Nolan Carroll II.
During the offseason, the Philadelphia Eagles signed free agent Nolan Carroll to a two-year deal after previously spending the last four seasons with the Miami Dolphins. In 2013, Carroll had his career best of 12 starts and was a big factor in the Miami defense. Having Carroll on the roster now is a big addition to the Eagles, and defensive coordinator Bill Davis has a lot of great things to say.
He's a very well-rounded talent, and he's got size, he's got length, he's got speed. He's a real tenacious competitor. I love his attitude out there, the way he presses and competes and puts his hands on people, and he's got a good knack for the ball. I think he's a great asset to us. He's a great addition, and we look forward to seeing him in camp and seeing how he fits in our system.
Competing for a starting job at cornerback, the 27-year-old will have to prove to the team why he will be such a good asset. That's all I have for you today for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Well, very good stuff, Melissa. Thank you so much. A reminder for all of you fans, training camp, there's no practice tomorrow. The players have a day off. That means inside training camp has a day off. So we're back with you on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Please tune in. Then we'll have everything you need to know and then some about your Philadelphia Eagles. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.